This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
While still on a legal theme, the United Democratic Movement have called for a commission of inquiry into the National Prosecuting Authority's head. That's the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Advocate Shamila Batoyi's fitness to hold office. The call comes after the NPA's failure to prosecute its first aid capture case last month, leading to an acquittal and the failed bid as well to extradite the Gupta brothers Rajesh and Atul from the United Arab Emirates. The UDM say on Monday they wrote to President Cyril Ramaphosa requesting an inquiry into Advocate Batoyi's, calling for Advocate Batoyi's suspension on during the process. Let's hear from the president of the UDM, that is General Bantu Olumisa. General, good morning.
Morning, Titi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. I trust that you are well, too. Let's hear your thinking here. I mean, Commission of Inquiry, this usually is a route that one goes down, I think, when in the most egregious of circumstances where we... tell us why you are going this route as opposed to even just calling for her removal or for her resignation, for that matter.
Titi... There has been a legitimate expectation on the part of South Africans when the Zondo Commission was established. And a lot of people have been fingered in that commission, including these two cases, which Batoyi has lost. You will recall how the Bosasa issue was kited all over the country. And what we have seen there is that this NPA was only interested to charge a Sikh, a Agrizi. The others who...
You're not surely suggesting that Agrizi shouldn't have been charged.
His fellow travelers.
Mm.
Are still in the cabinet. His fellow fellow travelers are still in the cabinet. Underline that.
Okay.
So she has not performed well, because until those people are asked to account in court, or they, Batoyi must announce that those people have no case to answer. I'm referring to those who are in the cabinet. Mm. Secondly, the UDM did raise the performance of the minister of Batoyi from time immemorial. And she said then that she needed money. A lot of people were complaining, not just the UDM. She was given a billion of rand, if I'm not mistaken. She appointed people. But the recent loss of the two major cases which was intended to implement the findings of the Zondo Commission has to cause us to call her to question as to whether she is competent or fit to occupy that office.
Okay. You know, the thing is here, let me just get clarity. Is it your view that she is perhaps shielding certain individuals that you have cited, for example, which you said underline members of cabinet? Do you feel that she is shielding them, or what we are witnessing is the notoriously slow wheels of justice grinding along here?
Unfortunately, when she was appointed exactly to make sure that the image of South Africa when it comes to a rule of law is above board. Whether she is shielding, she is not shielding, but the bottom line is that the level of performance from her office leaves much to be desired.
So, in when she would be in a commission of inquiry, what would charges would she be answering to? Would there be incompetence, or what do you have in mind here?
Well, the terms of reference, of course, will include such a big word as incompetence, and also
big word, please, a small word, incompetence.
It's very big because that's a serious charge,
right?
Yes, and then it would be unpacked, of course, the terms of reference, and ask her how many people has she prosecuted. When she came into the office, there were about 600 pending dockets.
Mm.
We will start from there. How many has she disposed of?
I'm sensing and smelling shades here of this inquiry. Maybe you've been spending too much time in this section 194 inquiry, because it sounds like you are looking for a process along those lines here.
It's not a question of sensing. It's a rule of the law. It's a procedure of our regulations in this country.
So that's the only way she can be removed.
I think that's not necessarily, but the president himself and his cabinet, before they can decide to appoint or do an inquiry, they can still ask the Minister of Justice to brief them and brief the nation as to what is the cause. Because when she was not performing, she said that there was no money, there were no personnel. Mm. What's the problem now? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it fair though to her, to the extent that, if there are indeed backlogs in the prosecutions and so forth, it is something that she inherited. I mean, we've got cases that have been running for almost two decades, that yet to be concluded, which predate her. So now that, she happens to be the one who was in possession of the ball last, it sounds like then she will be the sacrificial lamb here.
Unfortunately, the Zondo Commission's findings where the proceedings were happening in front of her, she cannot blame the previous prosecutors for not disposing of those old cases. Here, we're talking about fresh.
You are confining yourself to the state capture matters?
In particular, because that's we have spent a lot of money on that, Chief, to investigate these culprits. When is she charging them?
All right. Fair enough. Thank you so much, General.
Thank you,
but as always, appreciate your time.
On this issue of licenses.
Yeah.
The person who you need to invite to your studios is former Minister of Transport, Mek Maharaj. This was a scam, we told the South Africans, because this is not even generating a lot of money for the government, but it goes to private sector. Watch out.
Okay, so since you've gone off on a tangent, before you go on another matter, this matter of Kaizer Chiefs, what must happen there?
I want to get Ukale Nyendo. You deserve to be shambled.
Nyabulela, General Baba.
Bye.
It's General Bando Lubisa of the UDM. We'll speak to Advocate Paul Hoffman in a moment. He is Director of Accountability Now, and also as an advocate, just to say, how exactly do you measure the performance of a National Director of Public Prosecutions?
Engaging and informative. Power Breakfast with TT on Power 98.7.
25 after 8 on the Power Breakfast. Let's stay with that story then. The UDM's call for Shamila Batohi, the National Director of Public Prosecutions, to be removed, or for an inquiry to be set up into her fitness to hold office. Let's speak now to the Director of Accountability Now, Advocate Paul Hoffman, joining us on the line. Good morning to you and thank you for your time.
Good morning, TT, and good morning to your listeners as well. What an entertaining interview with the General.
The General is always entertaining. But let me ask you this. I mean, I have to, I mean, you really, one always has to put out the fact that there's, these are politicians speaking. So there's always layer that you have to recognize here. But that said, what actually would be the measure of a competence for a National Director of Public Prosecutions on a very high level? What is your assessment of a call? I mean, obviously, the detail has yet to be put out there into exactly what they want to charge her with, so to speak. But in as far as what they are saying, for saying she's failed to deliver what she's doing, they have accused her of embarrassing the country with the whole Gupta extradition matter, and that the most recent case, the New Lane Investments case that was thrown out of court. Are they barking up a wrong tree here, or is there a point to be made here about accountability?
Well, I think we know from history that the Scorpions were very good at doing this kind of work. They managed to get Jackie Salebi found guilty of corruption. Tony Yengeni was found guilty of fraud. Shabir Sheikh went down for 15 years for corrupting Jacob Zuma. And the Scorpions were then disbanded by Parliament, by a majority vote in Parliament. And that was litigated over. And in that litigation, the Constitutional Court came down very strongly on the requirements for anti-corruption machinery of state, because all of the complaints that the general was making seemed to relate to the capacity of the NPA to deal with corruption.
Mm.
In the ruling of the Constitutional Court, it gave Parliament latitude as to what could be done to reform the Criminal Justice Administration, but it also set several criteria according to which it should be measured. And those criteria have not been in place since then. And that is why the Criminal Justice Administration is failing, and that is really putting Shamila Batoy in the position of the, I can't say whipping boy, so I better say whipping woman, in relation to the non-performance on corruption matters. Mm. Let's just give you the criteria, because they need to be well known in the public eye. The they called the STIRS criteria, STIRS,
right.
Specialized, trained, independent, properly resourced, which is one of the problems that the general mentioned, and secure tenure of office.
Mm.
Those STIRS criteria have not been in place since the demise of the Scorpions and their replacement with Hawks to do investigation, and the National Prosecuting Authority to do prosecutions only, not investigation and prosecution, which is what the Scorpions were doing before.
Mm.
The result of that has been that any prosecution mounted by the National Prosecuting Authority is only as good as the investigation that precedes it,
yes.
Done by the Hawks.
Mm.
So if you have this limping system, where I don't think anybody is today suggesting that the Hawks are up to the task of investigating cabinet members and the friends of the ANC and getting them into courts. The general mentioned the Busasa matter, cabinet members, and all sorts of well-connected and highly placed people. You're not going to find the Hawks getting involved in that. What's come out in relation to Eskom shows that they are not even looking at any politicians in relation to what goes on there.
What I'm hearing here, though, is a discussion around capacity. I'm not hearing how that is in the end and reduced to the incumbent in the office as the head of the office. I mean, to what extent, really? I mean, we have an impeachment of the public protector that is currently underway, or a process to impeach her that is underway. Where some of it has to do with her own competence, but it's also been things that have been pointed out to say the failures of her office or under her tenure, you know.
Yeah, her office is properly constructed, and her competence and indeed her misconduct are on the table. What we have here in relation to Shamila Batoy is asking somebody to compete in a Formula One race while driving a Volkswagen Beetle. That's really what the problem is. The structure and operations of the Criminal Justice Administration are not compliant with the requirements of the law.
I tell you what, sorry, Advocate Hoffman.
The result is that...
Advocate Hoffman, sorry to interrupt you. I just want to ask you, if you will, to just stay with us a little bit longer, because I just want you to explain that further. And I had one more question for you. But I'm going to ask you if you can just indulge us for a little bit longer. We need to take our news headlines right now.
Only with pleasure. Right. Only with pleasure.
Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
All right, let me just wrap up my conversation with Advocate Paul Hoffman. We're talking about getting a reaction to the DA's, the UDM's call for Advocate Shamila Batoy, the National Director of Public Prosecutions, to face a commission of inquiry into her fitness to hold office. Paul Hoffman, thank you very much for staying with us. I think in essence what I was getting at here is that I think there's consensus that there have been failures in the from the NPA in terms of their ability to prosecute cases or their appetite to prosecute certain cases. But to what extent is that laid at the door of the incumbent as the National Director of Public Prosecutions, you know?
Yes. Now, I get your point. And really what I'm driving at is that if the politicians do not comply with the law by implementing the STIRS criteria laid down in binding terms by the Constitutional Court, then they can hardly expect the National Prosecuting Authority and the Hawks, for that matter, to successfully perform their mandate. So giving a limping structure that is riddled with saboteurs, hollowed out during the Zuma period, to Shamila Batoy is really the politician's fault rather than her fault. What they should have done was to respect the decision of the court and to put in place independent anti-corruption machinery of state that is able to effectively and efficiently operate as the Scorpions did of old. And this isn't anything new. The NEC of the ANC passed a resolution in August 2020, that's nearly 3 years ago, saying to Cabinet, urgently put in place a standalone, independent, specialist anti-corruption body. That's just been ignored by Cabinet. Mm. They're ignoring their own NEC in the ANC structures. And so what we got was this investigating directorate in the NPA, which really doesn't fit into the scheme of the legislation at all, and is so tiny, so underpopulated, so resourceless, that it cannot turn the tide of corruption in South Africa. There's a backlog of 10 years of cases that was already there when Shamila Batoy took office in February 2019. So to expect her to be responsible for the inability of what government has put in place is really a very big ask. I would welcome an inquiry because it gives her the opportunity of saying, I've asked Parliament to give me enough resources. I haven't got them. I've asked Parliament to upgrade the independence of the NPA. It hasn't been done. The NPA is under the final responsibility of the Minister of Justice, and its accounting officer is the Director General of Justice. Do you expect it to be able to do its job without politicians breathing down its neck all the time when that is the structure? That is not the structure that the Constitutional Court required when it said independence is the name of the game for your corruption busters, and independence does not flow when you have a structure such as is in place at the moment, especially when the investigating part of it is done by somebody who has to answer to Becky Chaley and the Commissioner of Police, both of whom are questionable characters. Yeah. So it's really a very serious matter because South Africa stands at the cusp of becoming a failed state if we do not rapidly do something about fixing up the Criminal Justice Administration in the manner prescribed by the court. And blaming Shamila Batoy for that is really hitting the wrong target.
Right. All right. Thank you very much. We're going to have to leave it there. I think it's an interesting discussion. I wanted to drill more into also whether there is a measure of the performance of a National Director of Prosecution. Is it come down to just a body count, or what else is there? If we can use a very crudely the term body count. But I'm going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. Advocate Paul Hoffman, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
He's the Director for Accountability Now.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.